It's time for Bennard's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network.
Howdy, football fans. Once again, it doesn't pay to be number two. At this point in the year, you'd rather be in third just to keep from losing. For most teams, there are only two games left. These last two games are critical, and there are plenty of teams aching for a spot in the postseason, plenty of teams trying to get to a better bowl, plenty of teams who want those last two wins. So let's take a look at this week's games. Michigan at Wisconsin. Nobody would have guessed after week two that Lloyd Carr would have turned the season around, but here we are 9 weeks later and the Michiganders are in the top 15 and riding an 8-game winning streak into Camp Randall Stadium. Brett Bielema's Badger boys haven't lost in Madison this year, and they have no intention of surrendering their last home game. They'd best be careful, though, as the Wolverines will have their sights set on a January game in Pasadena. The fur will fly, but at the end, only one team can come out on top. Bennard's loser, in a close one, Wisconsin. Penn State at Temple. After a tough battle against the choo-choo train last week, Joe Pa will take his kiddies on the road to fight off a flock of owls. Game over. Bennard's loser, Temple. Indiana at Northwestern. For the first time since 1993, the Hoosiers are eligible to play an extra game. They'll try to improve their status when they travel up to Evanston to try and herd the Purple Kittens. Once you've lost to Duke, your season is basically over. Northwestern needs this win to become bowl eligible, but that just won't be in the cards. Northwestern has a potent enough offense, but they're no match for Indiana. Bennard's loser, Northwestern. Michigan State at Purdue. Mark D'Antonio's Spear Toters march into the West Lafayette switching station to take on Joe Tiller's Bartenders. The home team has cleared the tracks well against the mid to lower levels of the Big Ten. Michigan State's tandem running backs will provide a challenge to the Boiler defense, but the home team will come away with the victory. Bennard's loser, Michigan State. Minnesota at Iowa. Iowa hasn't exactly been consistent this year, but Kirk Ferentz might find himself coaching in the postseason after the Gilded Rodents get demolished in Kinnick Stadium on Saturday. Bennard's loser, Minnesota. Alabama at Mississippi State. With upsets over Auburn and Kentucky this season, the Starkville Pups won't be easy for the Tide to housebreak. After a tough loss to Louisiana State, the Red Wave could use an easy week, but I don't expect they'll have that. It'll take some effort, but the Bulldogs will eventually be washed away. Bennard's loser, Mississippi State. Air Force at Notre Dame. Things just get worse and worse for the South Bend faithful. For the first time since the Kennedy administration, Navy won, in the Indiana Vatican no less. On Saturday, a flock of Falcons will swoop in to pick at what remains of the Irish season. Air Force has 7 wins this year, none of them over big-name opponents. The booing should be a little quieter this weekend when Notre Dame finally gets a second victory. Bennard's loser, Air Force. Illinois at Ohio State. The Shambana tribe have improved themselves beyond all expectations this year, and they'll hope to put the exclamation point on the season by cracking Jim Tressel's nuts. Ron Zook can field an offense to keep up with the Acorn offense, but it's the 9.7 points per game defense that'll cause them problems. You can't deny the effort, but it will be the visitors that end up scalped. Bennard's loser, Illinois. Auburn at Georgia. The Bulldogs are sitting atop the SEC East, and they'll look to put the bite on their visitors from the West. Both of these teams play tough football, and nobody comes away from this without a few bumps and bruises. The Tigers have a stingier defense, and that'll be what decides this game. Bennard's loser, in an upset, Georgia. Okay, pigskin fanatics, that's this week's prognostications. Tune in again next week's when I'll have more losers for you.
This has been Bennard's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network. For advertising information, contact sales@funnelfiasco.com.